Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ, and the readings are from Cycle C.
In addition to Memorial Day, this weekend, also finals are approaching for students. Starting what, Friday? People got probably some projects due earlier, right? Get on it. Some people, I witnessed once at a big state school. This is where Lourdes is from. This big state school is well known for parties there. Some students at this time of year came into the church and they said, "Is there a place that we could light candles?" Okay, a Newman Center, kind of like this. We don't traditionally have candles in kind of, you know, the more traditional parish. I regret, actually, at that time, I wasn't thinking about it. What they were really looking for is for prayers for finals, and they didn't know it. To be able to meet people and help them. In fact, this is what this year of mercy is. God helps us, even for being Christian, be Catholic, God helps us pass the final exam. So, speaking of final exam, you always have this hope. Sometimes final exams, sometimes they're easier because you're struggling with the concept all quarter, and you get to the final, and sometimes you hope it's not quite as hard. It's kind of a review passing over. Usually that's just a hope, right? This is a famous Dominican story. We had one, the toughest class that we have in metaphysics. The toughest philosophy class. And our professor was so rigorous. Everything had to be memorized. He's from Europe, so he had this old traditional way of doing this. And he had a heavy accent, too, okay? So, okay, he went through every subject. This? No. This? No. Wow, everyone thought, this is going to be an easy exam. He's passing over this. This subject? No. This you do not need to know. Oh, wait a sec. We've got to know everything else. Everything else is going to be on the exam. And so today, for the church, I'm going to do the same kind of review. I'm going to tell you what you need to know for the exam. All right, kind of a year in review. Go back to Father Xavier, the first theme we're preaching on. Do I belong? Remember that? Those that were here, do I belong? Preaching was, God always makes that circle bigger. And I think you guys at Stanford get it. The diversity is easy. You've seen reaching out to people. You're very good at that. Okay? Making that circle bigger. Of course, it also works the other way, too. To become part of that circle. That idea, lean in, get connected. Spend more time. Become part of that circle. You're invited. Make that circle bigger. The next theme. So, make the circle bigger? No. Yes, you need to know that. Next topic, success. What is success? We said here at Stanford, what is success? We define success etymologically as following after something. For those graduating here at Stanford, success is something like being able to approach the big, complex challenges and successfully preparing for leadership in this complex world. To be graduating is to be able to face those. Maybe see the ability to see around you and determine how best you can help. In the Catholic community, we want to help support that idea of leadership and even underlie it. We add to success, that idea of following after, success following after Jesus. That is to be successful, to see the world, this complex world, but see it through his eyes, to see the problems and see him in the solutions, to see him in the people, even not just as problems, but see the people, to see with his eyes. When we pray for all the struggles, we've been praying for refugees all year, but we also hear meeting the refugees. I think when Amanda came and shared that story about meeting the refugees in the Beka Valley, she saw the people and was touched. It's seeing the people, seeing through the eyes of Jesus. That is success. To follow after Jesus, okay? That is on the exam. Okay, just write it down. Follow Jesus. I have to follow Jesus. Write it down. Struggle to follow Jesus. Just do it. Write it down. But it's hard. It's not just written down on a piece of paper. How to do it. And that's where it's difficult. We even struggled through Lent to make that daily following Jesus be part of our prayer. That 1% challenge, 15 minutes a day. 15 minutes a day following Jesus. See with his eyes, to see him present to you. And that 1% changes everything. That's the desire. And once again, you want to do it yourself. But for most people, the way you need others to inspire you. And that's why this part of this circle is creating groups here in our Catholic community, reaching out to others, sharing that presence of Jesus, starting these small groups. We did that this year to help people be inspired to follow Jesus. And it's just getting started. We're growing this. We want to come back bringing new student leaders that have had that experience following Jesus, and share that with others. And it also takes some inspiration in prayer. So many people talk about, even from my own experience, that prayer in adoration, the Blessed Sacrament there, it's slowly transformative. Today we celebrate this feast day of the Corpus Christi, the body and blood coming in this Mass to transform our lives. Sometimes we just need that moment. People come here because they receive that peace, that presence of Jesus. But we need that extended, a little time throughout the week. So make time for adoration. For students, Tuesday nights on campus, you're welcome to go back. Find there's chapels around where you can have time to pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament. That transformation is available. We need to just put ourselves there and desire to follow Jesus. Finally, I want to give you a chance to make an offering. Father Xavier started with this, a Memorial Day. Jesus is the one who offers himself. But Jesus says, come and follow after me. So I want to give you all a chance to offer yourselves in a response to Jesus. Perhaps a review for the final exam or just this daily living. Let's all close our eyes for a minute and realize Jesus is present to us. Jesus in his mercy is here with us. We feel his peace in this Mass. He'll come to us in the Blessed Sacrament, his body, his presence. And so Jesus, to your coming among us, to your calling us, you're reaching out bigger and bigger, bigger circles, inviting us to share your presence, to share your presence with one another. You ask us to follow after you. There's struggles, yes, there's struggles in our life, there's anxiety, there's things that we object to, reasons we have. But you say it doesn't matter, follow after me. So in this silence, we take a moment and respond. Tell Jesus your response. I will follow you.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.